In Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, a dropout of the Hogwarts school and animal lover is a collector of various magical creatures. However, upon making his way to America in the 1920s, his collected creatures are released from his magical suitcase. With the help of the Organization for Governing Magic in America, he must capture all his beasts when a strange new threat emerges. Fantastic Beasts is technically a Harry Potter movie, yet it feels like more of a spin-off. With that in mind, this movie is a delightful treat for both fans and non-fans of the franchise. The special effects are top-notch, and the characters, especially Eddie Redmayne as the protagonist, are very likable, if also as outlandish as wizards can be. The special effects are not a crutch, but do favorably accent the well-executed storyline. Some people may go into this movie or ignore the movie for its relation to the Harry Potter book or film series. However, while there are some obscure references to fantastical magic practices, we know what we need to know as the story unfolds. Non-fans will probably get what is going on in the story, even if they don't understand the Harry Potter films. In addition, some may find the titular Fantastic Beasts very fascinating, whether or not they know anything about the creatures. In addition to all this, there is a noteworthy message if you read between the lines. The main protagonist collects these beasts to make sure people understand them, not fear them, as most wizards are prone to do with such dangerous creatures. Overall, the film is the product of a gifted, veteran fantasy director, along with a very talented writer. It will appeal to those who may or may not be fans of the fantasy genre Harry Potter has been known for emulating. It is also the first part in a trilogy. As a result, the sequels will most likely be worth seeing, especially by anyone, including me, who enjoys this movie. With Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Logan Smith.